I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's economy continues to grow according to new numbers from the state. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
Key indicators like business filings are up, but they're tempered by Colorado's record low 2.3% unemployment rate. That can impede growth if businesses can't find people with the right skill sets for their jobs, like what's happening in the construction industry. Richard Wabakin is the lead researcher at the Lead School of Business.
Frankly, it's a constraining factor in terms of job growth going forward. We can't put up the kinds of numbers we've been putting up. We just don't have enough people to put those kinds of job growth numbers up.
The cost of living in Colorado is rising at more than double the national rate. I'm Jackie Fortier.
The Manitou Springs Police Department is partnering with LexisNexis Risk Solutions to provide a crime map to residents. The online map displays a map or grid view of all crimes in the area, including type, location, and date. The service also allows residents to sign up for crime alerts. The web address is communitycrimemap.com, and users just need to type in their location to see the surrounding area. A pilot program from the Colorado Department of Transportation will test whether or not having access to a mobile breathalyzer decreases the risk of someone getting another DUI. Residents of three northern Colorado counties with prior DUIs are eligible to apply for a device that connects to a phone app. Users can then see results, estimates of when the person's blood alcohol level will return to zero, and request an Uber. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Mike Purcell.